This 4th of July, as we go about our activities with family and friends, we should all take some time to reflect upon the true significance of the holiday. Yes, it's a celebration of our country's Declaration of Independence from Great Britain, but it is much more than that. It's a celebration of an idea that was revolutionary then, and unfortunately, is still considered revolutionary by many today. The Declaration of Independence boldly states, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and institute a new government." This revolutionary declaration is the foundation of American political thought and has inspired millions around the world for the 235 years since Thomas Jefferson wrote it. The common view at the time was that rights were granted by the government to the people. Instead, Jefferson declared there is a higher law, unalienable rights, that every human has by their mere existence. Government only has those powers granted to it by the people to protect these natural rights. Unfortunately today, it seems that many have rejected Jefferson's declaration and have returned to the antiquated idea of government supremacy. They define patriotism as supporting the government. Most disheartening of all are the discussions about the Constitution. Political commentators, major party politicians, and Supreme Court nominees talk about our constitutional rights as if the government were granting us our rights through the Constitution. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the Constitution, the founders again made it abundantly clear that all power comes from the people. The Constitution is a document where people have granted the government certain limited powers. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Benjamin Franklin said, "They that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." The author of this thoughtful, powerfully written piece, Mr. Jim Ronstadt, suggests that we take a moment this 4th of July from our celebrations that we might reflect on the founders' vision for America and how, if I might add, we ever let it get so far astray.
From behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain, in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The Week weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. A happy Independence Day weekend to all.
You know, I think we've been using that intro. It's about 4 years now.
About that, yeah.
And it gets better every time I listen to it. Everyone should have their family play that on Independence Day at your barbecue and such, I think. And
I think we've lost that, though. Yeah.
You really do?
Yeah.
See, I still hold on to it. And know what else?
I do.
There's no bigger proof than the 350 people that filled the room at the first Recall Sweeney event last week.
And event, yeah.
Yes, we have Alexander Rubian in the studio. What's up, brother?
What's up? Thanks for having me back on.
You're well. You're going to be on every week until this is done. tell everybody about what happened. It was pretty good. What happened here?
Well, we had everything perfectly planned, and of course, within an hour of posting the location, the original facility that was hosting the event that we booked 3 months in advance, had paid in full, had full catering set up, canceled the event.
Without any notice.
No notice. 18 hours to the event. The owner calls me up. He says, hey, we just found out what's going on. And they kept changing their story. And luckily, I was able to record the whole phone conversation.
Good.
But they you're like, oh, we're getting tons of parents. Are my bread and butter calling me scared. And I actually asked
scared.
Him. Yeah, scared.
Of what?
I asked him that. I was like, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow? I literally said this. I was like, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow? He goes, I don't know. I was like, so you're making a business decision on canceling within 15 hours of an event on something you don't even know?
Something you just dreamed up.
You just told me you don't even know what's going to happen?
1 hour. This all happened in 1 hour.
And not to mention—
on a Facebook post just your members know.
Yeah, just let our members know that, hey, by the way, because we didn't want Sweeney
Magic
interfering.
Facebook,
yeah. We didn't want him interfering, which he ended up interfering probably.
Because we were such troublemakers on Saturday.
Yeah, well, you know, there's riots in the street. It was like Baltimore.
Yeah, and we, right now we're looking, if anybody's a lawyer in civil rights or, termination of contracts, things like that can help us out in this. You know, there's a lot of damages.
Well, it was a civil rights violation, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, it's amazing that, a baker cannot deny a gay couple to bake a cake for them, but this facility can deny us because of their different philosophy on what we're advocating.
Which would have been okay if he would have said that up front.
Mm-hmm. Right?
If he would have said, nah, I'm sorry, you gun nuts.
Yeah.
You shouldn't come into my facility, but he accepted your money.
He accepted the money.
Which is,
I told him exactly what we're doing. The secretary.
I think you got a tortious claim there.
We know Sweeney and his people pressured the guy.
Of course.
Sweeney there's a picture of Sweeney and him in the groundbreaking ceremony of Tough Turf. The problem is now this place has a 0.0 rating on Google, on Yelp, TripAdvisor, Facebook.
It wasn't. I was actually in a very.
The only problem with those things is they eventually work themselves down to the bottom, so that our folks have to keep that up.
Well, they
will.
We call this unity and activism, right?
Absolutely.
Unity activism is key.
I was in a real ticked off mood, and then James Kalita called me. And he goes, "Well, have you seen what's going on with social media?" I said, "No, I haven't even been on the computer yet. I've just been trying to find the new facility."
Yeah, and you've been just you're trying
like
to find your
imagine calling
tail.
Like a hall, and luckily, things work out.
Got anything going today?
Yeah. I need a facility that's going to hold up to 500 people. Well, what do you need it for? Tomorrow morning.
Right now, actually.
No, we take reservations 8 months in advance. Sorry.
And we scored.
And we scored.
Scored,
with
yeah.
a better
yeah.
and more improved facility.
Nicer people. Really,
the Washington. Nice. And they were phenomenal.
What town was that in the Washington? Washington Township, right?
No, it wasn't the Washington Township.
Well, actually, Google said it was. Google Maps said it was Washington Township.
Blackwood or something.
Blackwood. Yeah. We should thank them.
Yes,
it was called the
absolutely.
Washington. Catering facility.
If you have a party that you're planning, you should go there.
If you're down in South Jersey, for sure. We can have the Recall Sweeney victory party there, probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought we were going to do it at the park next to his house.
Well, that'll be the outdoor version.
By the way, we did make the news. We were in NJ.com and everything about how the rally was almost thwarted because of the cancellation last minute. But Alexander and company pulled through, and we got a new facility,
yep.
and we had 350 people show up. And by
the
way,
pouring rain.
I indirectly threatened all of the reporters to get the count right on the microphone. I told them.
I don't know if that was very indirect.
It was direct.
They cut it by, and then they cut it in half.
Yes, but you know what's funny? The caption
did they cut
said,
it in
yeah.
half?
The
yeah.
caption 200. Said 350, and then the write-up said 200.
200.
Bitches. But anyway,
granted the room. I asked them. I said, "How much does the room fit standing?" And she said 875. And the room was pretty filled.
Yes,
it was comfortable. People weren't like squeezed together. So there was hundreds of people there.
I did a rough count of 350 while you were speaking. You and Timothy Knight were speaking. Yeah. I counted 350 roughly. I took a panoramic photo.
Beautiful
and,
photo.
And, yeah, thank you. And I stood up there and I counted, you know, roughly, and I got 350. So F them. Yeah.
So you can count, but the reporter can't.
Now people are asking where we stand on this. We still have like 150 days left to go.
Yeah, this
and
is now, just a kickoff.
And now Alexander is going to be fine. Well, we had a lot of adversity because they got hit with a tornado down there. People had no power. Yeah, they were doing cleanup. Yep. Streets were closed. The Chick-fil-A was closed.
Everything was closed.
The Chick-fil-A was closed.
Oh my God.
I mean, let's really look at the circumstances here. There was the tornado or big storm a couple days before. 100,000 people, no power. And we still went out for the full day. It was the proudest moment. Up to 7 o'clock at night, people still piling back, and just turning in their packets, getting everything notarized. And we did phenomenal. I mean, we're never going to give out the official number because we don't want to arm the opposition. Yeah.
Correct.
Right.
But when we achieve
it
you'll know.
Very, very good.
But we did exceptional. Like
For one day?
Yeah, for one day.
It was amazing.
I mean, the greatest thing was that when I made it very clear in my speech that, like, we're not building philosophers here, we're building soldiers. Mm-hmm. And this is how we're going to take back our state, one by one, with this with the training that people are getting. This is the type of results-oriented activism that's going to matter. You know, being able to knock on doors, hearing people saying, I never knocked on a door before, and now I feel so comfortable doing it. The first 10, it was slammed the door, you know, in my face. And then the 11th couldn't grab the clipboard fast enough, saying, where do I sign?
And there were a lot of those.
Yeah, and there was a lot. The
we learned
were
a
phenomenal.
Lot, and we're going to discuss more when we come back.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
A dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you or anyone you know is within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, please hook him up with the doc. If not, go on to his Facebook page or go on to his website and thank him. Go on to his Yelp, whatever you need to do, but support those who support us. The other thing I wanted to discuss right now is anybody that lives near Sweeney's house that was part of the recall event or anything event. We need a couple of pictures of Sweeney's house with the Cadillac Escalades in the driveway in the front.
Yeah, the dual Cadillac Escalades.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With the special senator
SS plates
with the with the little crown, golden crown. Yeah. On
yes,
them.
we need some of those photos. If you could send them to Talkback at Gun for Hire Radio, it would be deeply appreciated. The other learning curve we had being the kickoff day, we're coming up with a fly sheet and a brochure with all the points on why he needs to be recalled.
We're Alexander, trying to narrow it down to one sheet, though.
Yes, yeah. Alexander is also going to be publishing dates that we're going to be doing night stuff. We're going to be doing a lot of smaller ones now, where we're going to get like 50 volunteers to hit certain neighborhoods at night during the day on the weekends, because now over the next 125-30 days, well, probably a lot less, we'll achieve the number in a lot less. But we're going to
be more the better, the micro targeting
instead of blanket targeting, because what happened was all the feedback was recorded when people came back, questions that were asked. How many people, this is America, this is Independence Day. And listen to this. You know how many people were afraid to sign because they didn't want their name on a list?
Because this was New Jersey. You gotta remember this. This is New Jersey. This is how we've been inculcated.
Yep.
To believe.
What was that word? Inculcated?
We've been made to
believe. Now I want cake. Or a cupcake.
We've been made to believe that we have something to fear from our government. And isn't it true? Because all we had to watch was the retaliation from Sweeney's camp that they've got trolls on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Oh, and they were at the rally, too.
Yep. Of course they were at the rally.
There was trolls at the rally. They were writing. It was in the NJ.com under the editorial. But listen, I just want to say recallsweeney.com is the website, and the donations keep coming in. The anonymous donations being dropped off at the range.
Thank you very much. We still need money.
We still need support. We're going to need a lot more volunteers. I can't even begin to thank all the volunteers that showed up. I mean, I pulled up.
In the pouring rain.
I pulled up.
What the hell is it with the 2A in New Jersey and pouring sideways rain?
They must have, what do they call those people? The weather controllers?
It must be.
So those chemtrails must have been like, put on the night
doing
before.
Doing a rain day.
I had a 2-hour drive with Jules. It was Jules' 65th birthday. We're driving down the turnpike, and everybody we're passing, I had the Gun for Hire Denali fully wrapped. Right. Everybody's beeping the horn and giving us the high five, and then I met them all at the rally rendezvous point. It was such a nice feeling to be driving down to that location and know that all of our patriots together. But to get back to it, people, your names are on lists already. Yes. It's a shame the sheep mentality we have in this country now. Right. It's so effing disheartening. I don't like him. I don't like what he stands for, but I don't want to sign because I don't want my name on a list.
And it was more than I don't like him. It was I hate that bastard.
But they wouldn't sign it.
But they wouldn't sign it. Like,
they're in fear for retaliation. You know, I got to live here.
This is what we're dealing with. And again, we're getting violent. We're getting in. I just want to thank Kurt from Indiana. He sent a very nice note and a donation. Yeah. I gave it to Alexander. Of course, I skimmed my 30% fee off the top. So, Alexander, let's update us a little bit as a group of listeners and patriots. What's coming up in the future? What are we looking at now?
Well, we're going to be having a lot more of these events. We're going to have them 2-3 times during the week in the evenings, let's say from the hours of 4 to 8. Or whenever the sun goes down, and then have them on the weekends and rotate between Saturdays and Sundays. We had a lot of Jewish people contacting me saying like they couldn't make it on Saturday, so we have one on Sunday as well. So that's what we're planning. I just told people give me a couple days of rest because I literally did not sleep for a couple nights. And
understood. Yeah. A lot of stress.
And so that's the plan. I'm re-energized now. I literally slept for almost 2 days straight, just sitting on the couch, going back and forth. To waking up, going back to bed, and feeling much better, much more energized, and I just can't thank people enough for stepping up.
Cheyenne Roberts was there getting signatures. I want to also. I had a very emotional moment, choked up, cried a little bit. I got to meet Carol Bounds' brother and sister, who were out getting signatures also.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, by the way, let's refresh our
listeners' memory of who Carol. Carol Bound is.
Carol Bound was murdered by her ex-boyfriend. She got a restraining order against her ex-boyfriend, because he was threatening to kill her. And in New Jersey, it's supposed to be 30 days to get issued a firearms ID card. And he stabbed her to death in her driveway. She never got to get her firearms ID card or her gun because it was delayed. And her family is a part of our recall Sweeney effort. Alexander's drinking now, by the way.
I'm trying to open this.
Since this whole recall Sweeney thing started. I think it's a 40-ounce Schlitz he just opened.
Schlitz. It's a 40-ounce Schlitz. St. Ives special brew.
Yeah, it's a coconut water,
Colt
by the
45.
Way. So, 45. So I got to meet the family, and, it was really, I thanked them for being a part of it, and they thanked us and Gun for Hire Radio and NJ2AS, which
they're
was
extremely
nice.
Supportive. Yeah,
and they're going to be with us until the end, and they're going to be part of the brochure and some quotes as well.
Well, that really is the face of what we're trying to fight for here.
Yeah, I mean, they're sending me thank you notes, and I'm telling them, like, no, thank you for standing up.
You know, it really choked me up, and I can't even begin to imagine, you know, how
it's horrific.
Feeling.
It's horrific, and that's unfortunately the legislators don't see that side. They've turned a blind eye to this.
Their response to this is create more bureaucracy.
Of course.
And let's create a
We need more regulations.
Yeah. Now the narrative is, well, let's create a law that's going to give priority to people that are victims of domestic violence. And it's like, so first we need justifiable need just to apply for, then we need more justifiable need to even get priority.
Well, let's call it what it is. The gun laws are discriminatory, and the gun laws were there from the Jim Crow laws to prevent people of color, specifically blacks,
Ainsley,
from having firearms. Okay, so the gun laws created by the Democrats, and let's get back into history a little bit since this is Independence Day. The history of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party was started as an enforcement group for the KKK.
Yeah.
That is exactly where it comes from. Google it, look it up, not me making it up.
Yeah.
It is was the enforcement leg of the Democrat Party. So all of the civil rights violations, all of the gun laws, all come from that particular era.
Yes. Mm.
So now what do we have? We have a solution to this of let's discriminate more against people and given more favored class. You know, when we've got Sweeney who has his own...
I wonder how long he waited for his permit.
You know how many out-of-state volunteers we had? I also want to thank everybody for maintaining a great dress code. Nobody looked like Duck Dynasty or Swamp People.
Be right back.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Oh, for the people.
With the news, events, and political shenanigans impacting your freedom, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, montvilleoffice.com, featuring 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events for up to 70 people. Ron Suso was down at the recall event,
yes,
drove
he was.
Down, volunteered his time. Montvilleoffice.com, Montville Executive Suites, support those who support us. Again, I want to reiterate the dress code, the cleanliness.
Yeah.
I went around and did a fingernail and toenail inspection, and let me tell you something, everybody was wearing orange Recall Sweeney shirts. The people that weren't were dressed business casual, Paul Ramage, everybody else. I just want to say, I want to thank from the bottom of my heart all the supporters, and don't lose your steam, ladies and gentlemen, okay? What was missing?
Well, wait, that's how you can tell. See, according to the newspaper, 150 people, whatever, but there was an anticipated 500 people, which you had 500 shirts printed up, mm-hmm. right? And you ran out of friggin' shirts.
Yeah, exactly.
So how could 150 people?
Exactly. I had a little discussion with Gary Smith, Tony Simon, and Ainsley Reynolds, and we were severely lacking people of color.
So
all you people out there, all you Caucasians that support this, that have friends of any color, let's get them involved. You know, a lot of Sweeney's districts represent people of color as well, minorities, and it would not be nice to have a nicer showing. We had a lot of females.
Yeah.
A lot of females and a lot of kids. A lot of people brought their kids down.
Yeah.
Okay, which I thought was really great to introduce them to activism.
To the real America.
Now, let me tell you something. Those kids, when they're in their 20s, won't be afraid to sign a petition.
Right. That's right.
Because they
That's
know
right.
the process and they were learned properly by their parents.
That's right.
See,
so
with,
I commend
with the opposition,
them.
The opposition, they do a very good job with organizing. And while now we're learning these skill sets of door knocking, you know, doing the petitioning, and people coming back and being like, hey, I was really nervous to do it. Now I love to do it, you know, and, you know, I wish we did this earlier. The you know, like, this is the stuff that we have to be focusing on. And I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of, like, you know, interested to hear your thoughts on this. But I got so many emails after the fact. People were like, oh, okay, I didn't know it was legitimate. Now I want to join and help out.
Yeah, no, I heard that,
it's
too.
Common.
That's fine.
It's common.
And I'm just like, well, what did you think this was? Like,
no, see, it all goes back down to human psychology and the fact that everybody – nothing draws a crowd like a crowd. Once everybody sees a crowd, they're going to show up. It's – I deal with this in my profession all day long, in a sense. The stuff that I teach is so radical and so different that nobody really wants to be wrong. I think one of my followers said it best when he said, nobody wants to be wrong all by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a real big real big issue.
Yeah.
So everybody just wants, they're just looking for the other person to show up first, and once that, and it has now. So you've got all these people who, and that's what a good kickoff rally is all about.
Yeah.
It's really getting everybody
together.
I was just
very surprised how many people are contacting me after, like, oh, okay, now, you know, because if you look at the photos online, I mean, your panoramics and everything, it looks like, and it is a very well organized and very well structured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And then after the fact, people are like, well, I didn't know it was going to be legitimate. I didn't know what to expect, so I didn't come, blah, blah, blah. Making excuses. And I'm not, like, discouraging people.
It just is what
it is. You want to be a part of this.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You want to be a part
absolutely.
Of this.
Exactly.
Like you guys said, the report that you just made about the history lesson that these kids are learning right now. They're never going to learn this
they're
in school.
Gonna learn it, yeah.
They're going to be brainwashed in school. And here they're going to actually see what real true America is about.
Exactly.
That this is the only country in the world where we can pull this off.
Correct.
We can go against the sitting dignitary and say, you suck.
Exactly.
We want you out of here.
I mean, do you know
you
how
didn't
many
do
country,
your job. You lied. Get the F out
of here. I mean, how many countries people are dying?
You would be
dying.
You would be shot.
I mean, even in Iraq, when they started implementing the voting laws,
people
were being shot.
Well,
yes.
Right now,
there were suicide bombers at election polling stations. You know, women couldn't vote.
Of course.
And then here we are. People are just like, eh, I don't feel like signing it.
Well, because
I'm scared of retaliation.
I don't want this to be taken the wrong way, okay? Mm-hmm. And you hear that out there? I do not want this to be taken the wrong way.
I'll take it the wrong way.
I'm going to get hate mail anyway.
Good.
But the problem with our country right now is we have citizens who have never, ever, ever seen real hardship. Real hardship.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you've been around the world to many places that I've seen, you look upon real hardship and you come back thanking God that you live here.
Yeah.
Our idea here of hardship is when the, you know, the jacuzzi temperature at the Ritz-Carlton doesn't get up to the proper temperature.
Growing up in Bergen County, I mean, it just, exactly. I mean, the hissy fits. People, my friends used to throw because their daddy bought them a white BMW instead of a red one.
Right.
You know, and I'm just like.
We had Joe Peluso and his wife volunteering. They drove from New York State.
Yeah, New York State. Yeah.
You know, we had people driving from all over the place.
Was it the night before? We had a meeting here to do the collating of the packets. And I just. Literally in an hour of me posting on one of the Facebook pages, like, hey, I need help collating and
fill the joint up.
People just coming up, stepping up and getting the job done. It was overwhelming. I was like, wow, like, I cannot believe this.
Let's talk about why we need this in New Jersey. The House and Senate in New Jersey just passed this domestic violence bill, and it's going to go to Christie's desk now, which basically violates our right to due process, which basically says just being charged, you lose your gun rights.
Just being accused.
So this is why we need to send a message to the legislators so that they don't take advantage of
it
anymore.
They don't get it.
If only they would go after the real criminals, the violent criminals once in a while would be nice. And the other announcement we have in New Jersey is that our governor is also running on the Democratic Party for president in a primary. Correct. Everybody knows that already.
Yeah, it's really great.
Well, he also signed. I mean, we also did push the narrative because he did sign that executive order, which is not everything that we wanted. But when we had our meetings in January, we said we're going to keep hammering the governor to do some form of an executive action or administrative code change.
He did it the day he ran for president.
Yes. Right.
So he looks like he's pro-gun. But what he did was he created a two-tier caste system.
Yes.
If you apply for a gun permit and you own a business or something, you're going to wait 3 months, a year, whatever the town wants to do to you. But if you've been a victim of domestic violence or have some kind of justifiable need, they're going to fast track it. And he's also appointing, of course, what all bureaucrats do, a three-panel commission that I'm sure will be crying Brian, a suit from the state police, and probably Scott Bach. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying that in a negative way.
Maybe or maybe not. Maybe they wouldn't even have anybody from our side. Because it said people from the law enforcement and legislative community.
Yeah, they're a New Jersey Firearm Purchase and Permitting Study Commission, an administrative code change that defines justifiable need. Now, if it was done properly, carry permits would be issued. We'd be the 50th state to fall and allow carry permits.
Well, no, because we already have. Right. According to the San Francisco Examiner, we already do have carry permits.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
It's just that there are only 1,600 out of a million gun owners.
So how many Democrats are in the field now with Christie running for the primary?
A lot.
Right? I mean, he's running against Hillary and for the Democratic nominee, right?
He's got to be, yeah.
Yeah, because he ain't no Republican.
Well, a progressive is a progressive is a progressive. Yeah. Let's not call Republican a Democrat.
But he ain't no Republican.
Those things are gone.
Just think about like the fact that he has to issue an executive order to create a commission.
Yeah.
A commission.
And what gets me is the gun blogs all went crazy. Oh, we won. You won shit.
We didn't win anything.
All this guy did was typical progressive fashion, created yet another commission and bureaucracy to study nothing, which is going to deliver a bunch of gibberish. All it is spending taxpayer money to deliver more gibberish that's going to be smoke and mirrors and gorilla smoke and make everybody feel better.
And this comes from NJ2AS. It says, while the order doesn't deliver the level of change we would all like to see, it does pass judgment.
It doesn't deliver anything.
It does pass judgment on the New Jersey legislature and its leadership for laws that violate constitutional rights and are responsible for the tragic loss of life in the state. This signals a historic shift in policy and confirms we now hold the high ground in this battle for our civil rights. So, you know, he's doing a little bit. Now, is he going to resign as governor while he's running? He's under pressure for that right now.
I hope he doesn't. I mean, because
well, if he doesn't, then Kim Gordano takes over.
Yeah, Kim Gordano.
Who's she?
I did hear, though,
she's actually more conservative than him.
Probably, really?
Yeah.
But I did hear that, you know, maybe, I think, you know.
He would appoint Sweeney?
No.
Well, no. He is the Senate president. He's next in line.
Oh man, no! Yeah. But I'm gonna make it just a wild guess. But I think, you know, a very prominent leader of the Second Amendment communities might be going to Iowa and New Hampshire and speaking to those gun communities there.
Wow!
About what Christie's been doing, and most importantly, what he has not been doing. And what this executive order means. So let's see how they're going to all of a sudden change the tone when that happens.
Well, you see, that's a good thing because now that gives a higher ground because it gives a big mouthpiece.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Yeah, that could
so,
be.
You know, we
have you gotten an armed bodyguard yet?
I don't know. I have to check my reciprocity and see if my permit.
The permit will carry out there. You just will be able to protect your life over here.
No, not my New Jersey permit. My Florida permit.
Your Florida permit will cover you in Iowa.
Yeah.
But it's not going to cover you here in New Jersey.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
I know the end game, by the way. You know, I've been joking, Democratic Party. He's running as a Republican, but we know he's a rhino. He's a Republican in name only.
Yeah.
And it's going to hurt him in the Republican field. But my take is that Christie wants to be the attorney general. He's going to stay in the race as long as possible to make noise, get a few points.
Well, he would have had to graduate law school to do that.
Foster a deal with the contender, the lead contender, and he'll be AG if the Republicans win.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I...
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Are we ready? Are we back?
We're back.
This segment is brought to you by Philadelphia Firearms Training, a.k.a. PhillyGunTraining.com. Jose Morales down in... Sandy?
Philadelphia.
Where in Philadelphia?
On Spring Garden, 933 Spring Garden Street.
933
in the Spring Garden section of Philadelphia this time.
Jose is rocking and rolling. He's a saber instructor for MACE. He's an NRA training counselor. He teaches every NRA class. He will help you with your paperwork if you're from Pennsylvania, especially in the Philly area, Philly proper. It's got a beautiful location right across the street from the permitting offices in Philadelphia, and he has access to three or four local ranges for his training. So please support those that support us. He also has Lipstick Bodyguard
for sale,
and he has Gun for Hire shirts, I Will Not Comply, and some other shirts.
Some other swag.
So check him out. The other thing that's very disappointing is... there should be more gun ranges, gun stores, sporting goods stores behind the Recall Sweeney event. They
Jersey,
should be
dude.
Pushing it, and they're not. You know, I'm taking a stand. My neck is out there. I've been warned by people, but you know what? I don't give a shit. My name is on a list already, and I don't care. I'm an activist, and I'm a constitutionalist, and I'm a libertarian, and I'm tired of being pushed around in this state. I'm not moving with my feet and voting with my feet. I'm staying here and fighting as long as I possibly can. So some of our supporters went out and got signatures down in South Jersey. And what happened, Alexander? What happened to some of our guys, like Ed Hildebrand and stuff? They were thrown out of gun stores,
yeah,
right?
They were thrown out, and they were told they don't support our efforts.
What gun store would throw you out of a Recall Sweeney thing? A guy who is against the Second Amendment, who is a turncoat, who is basically a thug, who has his own carry permit but denies carry permits for every other citizen in his district, who leads the poorest congressional district in the state of New Jersey, the voting district, let's call that in that way, in the state of New Jersey, who in the gun community would throw out people who are trying to change that?
Tell them.
Bob Biden from Bob's Sports Shop.
Bob Biden? You mean the guy who used to be an NRA board member?
Yeah.
And you wonder why the friggin' NRA doesn't do anything in the state of New Jersey?
Yeah.
You wonder why the NRA is crap in the state of New Jersey?
Some people are still stuck in effect when Sweeney was an A-rated politician by the NRA.
Was, yeah, good. A-rated by
and
the NRA.
And they feel that if we... If there are, if these we, people
if
are
we
appeasers.
If we poke him, he may hurt.
Yeah,
yes,
these people
appeasers.
Are appeasers.
Yes.
Well, they're defeatists, and they don't believe in the movement.
And they think that it's going to protect... Because they're trying to protect their business.
Yeah.
Well, if I was a gun owner in the state of New Jersey, the last place I would want to shop for bullets or guns or targets or oil
range time,
from my gun or range time is at a place that works against my freedom in the state of New Jersey. That's me personally.
They were
I don't know how anyone else
why are you pissing off our future governor?
Exactly. Yep.
That's why are you pissing off our future governor? That's verbatim. There was like three or four witnesses in there, and they turned them around. So there's no support from that end. But I would implore everyone who listens to the
show. Does Bob's Little Gun Shop have any kind of Facebook page or Yelp or anything like that?
But I would implore everybody who listens and supports us, go into your local gun store, your local gun range, and ask them what their support is on Recall Sweeney. If they've written a check, if they're planning on having a fundraiser, if they're planning on helping Alexander mobilize, make sure that they're supporting them. Otherwise, take your business somewhere else.
And gun clubs also, because
gun
let me
club,
tell you, the gun clubs that I've been to in the state of New Jersey have absolutely no idea.
And the ones that they pretend they don't, too, sometimes, because they're sheep.
Just
they don't
just
want
drive,
anybody to know.
Drive
well,
the
because
extra 10 minutes.
They're not in that district, maybe. Oh, okay, I'm going to give them that. They're not in that district. But they've got their heads buried so far up their asses that they're not looking at what else is going on outside the shotgun community or
just
outside
their little... That's number one. I mean, listen, Bob. Bob's is in Glassboro, and 10 minutes away is Bangers.
Go to Bangers.
Bangers called.
Bangers was there.
Bangers was there. Chuck called me up when the original facility, Total Turf, canceled on us. You know, he was the first guy I called. He said, "Let me see what I can do." Like he put an effort, you know, and he said, "I can only hold 100 people standing, best case scenario." He goes, "We could get a tent. We could do this. We could do that." And you know, I'm like, all right, like, and he ultimately said, like, it's your call if you want to do it or not. Luckily, we found the other place that was able to hold it. But he put an effort, said,
correct,
I'll do it, you know.
That's gave Chuck me Berwick at Bangers.
Yeah, gave me his cell phone.
South Jersey Shooting
call
Club.
Me up,
thank you for your support.
Yes, thank you.
And that, you know, that was.
Support those who support the cause that keeps you free.
But to get this, you know, I knew what was going on with Bob. And, you know, people even came back to me and said, hey, you know, this is months ago, saying, oh, Bob doesn't want to support this. And he thinks that you're
and
making
this is
a big mistake.
Former, I cannot get this out of my craw.
Go talk.
This is a former NRA
board member. And you know what? Go listen. Go talk to Bob about this issue. And then go talk to watch Timothy Knight's speech. Go, you know, message him on Facebook and look at the difference of the mentality. And that's
a guy from
Colorado
versus a guy who's doing business in this community.
Not too much. He, on his own dime, flew out that morning. The evening before, late
on his
evening,
own dime.
On his own dime. He wouldn't even let me get a hotel room. Let me tell you something.
Yep.
He called me up and he goes, how big's your couch? I'm like, yeah, it's like 8 feet by 8 feet. He goes, all right, great. And I said, well, we got a hotel. He said, cancel the hotel. This is grassroots. Every dollar should go to the effort. I'm sleeping on your couch. And I'm like, but Tim, like, don't worry about it. He goes, nope, I am not going to allow you to pay a dollar for a hotel room. And he crashed on my couch. And here's an extremely successful man.
This is why they won in Colorado.
Yeah.
And you're right. He's an extremely successful businessman. He's an extremely successful man.
Yeah.
He got this done because he knows and is committed to a cause.
Yeah.
Here is somebody who doing business in the state of New Jersey in this frigging industry.
Not even less than 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
And he can't even send, and he can't even show up or something. But we have guys from Colorado flying out on their own dime.
Right.
You know, the night before, leaving the next morning at 5 in the morning, you know.
But he also said he was not there as an NRA board member. He was there as an independent person supporting us. Because the NRA is not behind us yet. But just like Colorado, when they see we're close
they'll
to closing
swoop
the deal.
In at 10 minutes to 12 yeah. with $5, drop it in, take credit, and take the podium.
Correct.
I mean, listen, yeah. I mean,
and that's okay. Yeah. Even Timothy Knight said, that's fine.
That's fine.
We don't care who gets the credit as long as we get it done.
As long as it gets done.
And this, like, when I started talking to Tim and I started talking to other people, there was something about the narrative that didn't fit right with me, you know, starting 3-4 years ago. And to the point where I'm just like, why are organizations wasting time and money fighting lawsuits to justify justifiable need, to justify our FID process, you know, and everything on our side was like, compromise, compromise, compromise. And if we don't compromise, we're these evil monsters. And then I'm like, no, but why are we giving up more? Why are we always giving in? Why are we always losing? When are we going to stand and fight?
Because nobody, this is what happens, okay? Everybody follows suit with the way it's always been done. The way and how I know you're going to be victorious in this is because you've completely flipped it on its ass.
Correct.
And that's exactly how you win these things.
You know how you know we're winning and we're being effective because look how the opposition for once that I ever remember, they're on the defense.
Absolutely. You know, finally. And they're not used to
that.
They're not used to
it. They have no clue what to do.
Right. They're like, holy crap, the gun loonies are going crazy.
Not only that, NJ.com, the only soundbite they can get from an anti-gunner, they had to drive to Pennsylvania to get Brian Miller from Heeding God's Call. Okay? They had to go to Pennsylvania because there is no opposition mouthpiece in New Jersey.
Right. Guy, what happened to the other one, the paid mouthpiece?
Nicola? She lives in New York.
No one's hurt. Yeah. No, but I mean, look. Remember, guys, ladies and gentlemen, 2 years ago, we were the ones venting on the forums and venting on NJ.com.
Right.
Now
you
go on NJ.com, it's all the antis, you know, anti-self-defensers, anti-gunners, complaining and bitching and whining.
And they're paid trolls.
Yeah.
They're either paid trolls or these are the people who are sitting in their mother's basement trying to, you know, surf the internet in between surfing porn and eating chinos.
Correct.
They're trying to say that they are anti-gun and that guns are horrible. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what's even more dangerous than guns. Ooh.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And we're back.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Listen, Go ahead, Sandy. What were you going to say?
No, nothing.
The top cop in Chicago tells people that he will shoot and his officers will shoot concealed carry weapons carriers, by the way, if you're carrying a gun.
That's special.
Forget about the real criminals and shitbags. We want to go after the law-abiding citizens who went through background check and training to carry a gun. And he's going to just shoot people, which is an interesting thing.
That's the next step to government takeover. It's exactly what it should come out of Chicago.
Yeah, and it's fear mongering.
Let's go back to our plight. RecallSweeney.com, your email address?
It's alex@recallsweeney, Sweeney spelled SWEENEY.com. But please just sign up on the website. I cannot respond to every single individual email asking me questions about where is it going to be or, should I? This is all on the newsletters. Just sign up on the website and you'll get all the updates either through recallsweeney.com or nj2as.com. Just sign up and you'll be getting updated. The next step moving forward, we're going to plan more of these. We're going to have a set schedule that, let's say Mondays and Wednesdays between the hours of 4 and 8, we're going to meet at specific locations down there.
I'll be there.
Go out and start doing the petitioning again, going out collecting signatures. We're going to have, rotating weekends.
Hour or two a week in the evenings.
You listen, at 2 hours, people were collecting 20, 30, 40 signatures.
It's a great way to introduce your kids to our system.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And this is about the activism that's going to work. And I just want to give a shout out to Americans for Prosperity, AFP. I spoke to the state director yesterday. She called me up and said, hey, you guys are doing a phenomenal job. And I explained that what I need help with right now is getting people trained. And that's exactly what they do. So, we're talking about having experts coming out and talking about how to knock on doors and how to get more signatures and, doing the public
speech. This is the key because this is exactly what the opposition does all the time. And they bring, all the people who show up are showing up on buses.
Yeah.
You got to remember, too, that the press loves that side.
Yes.
So the narrative is there.
I can't emphasize enough that this is exactly what they're doing, the opposition. And I get the emails from the Democratic chair, and they're having all these events statewide about how to do this, how to do that, how to do this, training that, free events on how to knock on doors and how to petition and how to do social media.
While we're working, paying taxes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's I want to get the public speakers out. Like, I don't want to hear from people that I'm scared to knock on a door. I don't know how to publicly speak. If you have a local club.
Not public speaking, dude. You're talking from one person to the other.
Yeah.
And you're just having a conversation. You've got to be passionate about what you're speaking about. And if you're passionate about what you're speaking about, there is no anything else.
And that's why I emphasize in my speech, I don't want to give you a script. Just speak from the heart. You guys live in New Jersey.
Carol Bounds, brother and sister, they lost her.
Right.
And they're out there on a rainy Saturday getting signatures
because they'll be back before.
If they can go knock on doors and do it, think about it. Do it for them.
Right.
All right?
Right.
Just one day, 2 days.
Do it for them.
Days.
Do it for the people that are murdered every single day in our cities and on our streets in the state of New Jersey because the legislation works against them. Because the laws in New Jersey are here to protect criminals and to make us willing victims.
Exactly.
Now, I had this conversation with a guy. I'm not going to get too heavily involved with it, but I float back and forth between things. And I know one of the major Democrat operatives in the state of New Jersey, who literally, we've talked about this before on the show, loathes Stephen Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
However, once he found out that the anti-gun loonies, in his words, were behind this, he was completely cold on it. I said, you have to understand, most of the people I talked to there weren't anti-gun loonies. They were truck drivers.
Mm-hmm.
They were construction workers. They were union members. They were state pension fund people.
There was actually police officers there.
There were police officers there.
I didn't know that, but the people signing out said, three cops from, I think it was Elizabeth.
Right.
Up north Jersey, they said they came down to help on this.
And his biggest complaint was, guns, people get guns, they're dangerous. And he goes on and on and on and on. So I educated him. If you want a couple of bits of information, if you're our parent, the safest thing you can do right now is take your kid out shooting.
Yep.
Especially if you're a parent and your kid has a trampoline.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Because every single year, 87,000 children will be injured, crippled, maimed by trampoline accidents. Guess how many people shooting guns will be the same thing? Way less than that. Yeah. There are over 55,000 people a year killed in car accidents. We don't see legislation to prevent driving.
Should ban cars.
Right.
Yeah.
And but, far less are injured in guns every single year.
Just look at the ideology. Like, even if you read the articles that have been coming out about us and our activism, and then they have like Brian Miller being quoted and all these people from Seize whatever. I mean, they're literally saying it's a bad idea to go out buy a gun for self-defense. But they actually advocate for people being murdered and then having to use a gun in self-defense.
Correct.
Like, right. How idiotic and retarded.
Well, again, they keep resurrecting this bad junk science. This is something that we don't do on our site very well, is to create our own research. John Lott is the only one I know doing any kind of research at all. And we're not funding John Lott. We should be funding our own research projects.
Yeah.
The hard thing is in academia and in science is to go against the narrative.
Yeah.
So you have to be aware that doing this independently, this research that they keep citing and resurrecting was all based on junk science.
Of course.
The original quote, and I'm using air quotes, scientist, bogus scientist who came up with this stuff, was defrocked and found to be a fraud.
Yeah, look at the manual that came out that Bloomberg spent millions of dollars paying the top social scientists, the top marketing companies to go out and just create emotional arguments for anything related to with guns. And it even says there, like point blank, like always bring it back to emotional arguments. Never use facts.
Yes, because that's what works.
And I mean, sounds like rules for radicals.
It's exactly right.
Let me give you a little bit of, without killing you guys, brain science involved in this. Every decision we ever make is always based on emotion. Mm-hmm. We'll use fact to back up the emotion. But if you really want to make an argument, you have to plead an emotional argument because that's how people make decisions. Nobody makes decisions based on statistics and
it's
facts.
It's
going to
be very
and
hard.
And like
this
that.
Is, you know, we're very proud Americans, so we talk about the Constitution, we talk about the Bill of Rights.
Nobody cares.
You know, but it's a fact. Exactly. But
how does it relate to me today?
When we're discussing about that, and then on the opposition, they're like, but Newtown, dead children, you want dead children. You're not going to win that argument.
Of course I do. I want to walk over the tops of dead children.
So
you are creating the. We don't learn to flip the thing backwards and saying, yes, nobody wants dead children, and your laws created that. You created a gun-free killing zone.
Correct.
Speaking about narrative, I also want to emphasize the NJ2AS is putting out a reward. Stephen Sweeney's going out and pushing this story that we taunted and harassed his daughter that has Down syndrome. So I'm putting out a reward for $25,000 that anybody that can provide footage of us even seeing his daughter at the time that we were protesting at his house, we will pay you guys that reward.
Nice.
Okay? So if Stephen Sweeney or anyone can provide any form of evidence that we were even in the proximity of his daughter that has Down syndrome, and this is how much of a scumbag he is, a lowlife, heartless...
Sounds like me. Go ahead.
...piece of crap that he is, that he's going to the media and he's going around telling... Because I got two phone calls yesterday, like, what is this that you're taunting his daughter with Down syndrome? And I'm like, his daughter wasn't even there. And luckily, some friends of mine that worked in other organizations said, record everything. And we have 4 hours of video footage recording our entire event. But if anybody, proving the fact that the daughter wasn't even there, that we didn't even see her, and that we didn't taunt or harass anybody, I'm putting out an award for $25,000 that we'll donate to whatever cause that they, you know, that Stephen Sweeney wants.
Well, Stephen Sweeney, if he won that, he would just be able to detail his two matching Cadillac Escalades.
You're pretty low that you got to use the handicapped kid Trump card, too.
So if anybody can come forward with evidence and proof that we even saw the daughter, that we even harassed, taunted, the word he's calling taunting her, please contact me.
Yeah, but you really, to bring use that Trump card to get us off your front lawn
you know,
is really
not,
bad.
This is how the man got elected. He used his daughter to get elected. Period. Yeah. That's what he was running. And if you talk to anybody who's ever been around him, they'll always say, this is why he went into politics, was because of his daughter.
Yeah, I mean, he's saying he's sitting there.
But I'm a real big believer in not keeping families the hell out of it.
Yep.
I mean, politics is a blood sport. And just because you happen to be the child of a politician or a politician or the spouse of a politician. I really don't believe that you should be a target for
him. Yeah, that's why we have him. I mean, we can target a lot of things, but, you know, we're keeping it strictly on Stephen Sweeney.
All right, Alexander, thank you.
Thank you.
RecallSweeney.com. Alex at RecallSweeney.com.
Listen, A-L-E-X.
A-L-E-X. Next Friday, Evan Knappen in the house, July 10th. There's a couple of seats left. You want to come here for his gun law seminar. I'm telling you, he's not going to be here again until the fall, if that. We have a ton of carry test drives. Classic test drive July 14th, belt fed July 15th, carbine test drive July 20th, big rig test drive the 21st, shotgun test drive the 22nd, a ton of urban pistol, carbine, and shotgun classes at Woodland Park Range as well as Cedar Grove. A lot of people are asking me about the prepping classes, 101 July 12th, prepping 102 on July 26th. If you want the Sealoom, the floating light, the manufacturer is Borel, BorelMFG.com, and Sealoom, SEALUME. Until next week, Knappen will be here July 10th. Do not miss it. I'm sure Alexander will be back again. Stay on the website, RecallSweeney.com. We're going to do this. Thank you all.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio and on Independence Day weekend. We want to thank you folks anyway. We want to, on behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here, Alexander, thank you so much for everything that you're doing and for coming here. We love you guys. Please get involved. It's time to do it, to take back our state, to take back our country, to take back our freedom. We love you. We will see you next week. Enjoy the holiday weekend. Be safe. Say goodbye, Winston. See you next week.